Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of American Psychosis Radio with me, your host, where you're listening to me and leaving everyone else alone. And tonight we had an original broadcast of another topic, but since something popped up, I'm going to switch the topic and you'll be hearing about a news special episode. This is a news special episode of American Psychosis Radio where the caption says, Jory takes ill with a drug allergy. It feels like I came out of a pit of darkness over the past 2 or 3 days. Believe me, I just was not feeling good. But let me tell you, in this half-hour episode, about what led up to all that and what I plan to do to prevent it from happening again. Now, everybody knows what anaphylactic shock is. And when you think of anaphylactic shock, you are thinking of things like swelling, which could have been itching, burning, as was in me, and EpiPens. Not in my case, but let's go back. Let's see. Today is Sunday, because I was going to originally broadcast last night at the regular scheduled time, but instead, I just wasn't feeling up to par and was feeling loopy. Now, approximately 2 weeks ago, I went in to see my doctor for the first time to get an overhaul on all of my psychotropics. And the overhaul was decent choices that my doctor and I had agreed on. And when we agreed on these choices, we agreed that if it wasn't working out, to not just abruptly stop taking the medicine, but to call the doctor and tell him what's going on, as I have yet to do tomorrow morning for Monday. Now, like I said, I'm feeling a lot better now, but let's go back about, say the 17th, which is the day that I spoke with the doctor for the very first time. The 17th of September. Let's rewind back that far, at least. If we can go back that far, I will take you back as far as I can. It was that afternoon I went into the doctor, and I was under the care of this medicine called aripiprazole, and which is known to be Abilify under the generic name. And I am facing some distractions right now, which is really upsetting my mind and affecting my ability to keep on task with my broadcast. Now, mind you, I moved from my other studio because of excessive vehicular noise out on the street. And I'm hearing this not right in front of the studio, but I'm also hearing this as it goes clear down the street for miles, where people think they're cool because their vehicle is loud and bad. Well, I really can't complain because it's not as bad as it used to be, and yes, could be worse. But let me tell you a little bit more about my problem now that I got back on track with my thinking. I'm sitting here, and I start to itch. I started taking my new medicine on the day it was prescribed, which was the 17th of September. And the medicine that I was prescribed was ziprasidone or geodone, 80 milligrams a day. That's two capsules, although he had me take one capsule for 1 week to begin with, and then move up to two capsules. And these have to be taken with food, or you get a very, very raunchy stomach ache. I start taking this medicine, and I'm oblivious to the fact of knowing that my skin is flushing out to where you could say I had a pretty good color to my skin. It was so pale. That was the first telltale sign, but I just kind of shrugged it off a little bit. Just be a bodily change for that day's worth of activities, stress, whatnot, algorithms. Now, this. I start taking my citalopram, which is my new antidepressant, at 40 milligrams by mouth every day. Then I'm taking the ziprasidone, geodone, once a day, 40 milligrams, two 40 milligram caps twice a day. So we're once a day, two of them once a day, so that's 80 milligrams. And I'm oblivious to knowing why my skin starts feeling like it's, I get an itch and I take care of it. Then somewhere else on my body would get an itch and I'd grab it and scratch at it to take care of the itch. And this happened for several days until the first week was over from taking the medicine, but I upped the dose from 40 milligrams up to 80 milligrams as per the doctor's orders. Now, mind you, I was told there would be side effects, but they weren't that prominent unless you were allergic to it. And he says, if you notice anything out of the ordinary with taking the medicine, stop taking it. I'm not so sure about myself with that. Just not so sure about myself with stopping medicine and adding some other medicine without the fear of a drug interaction. But the crawling of my skin got gradually worse to where I was itching myself to where there were marks on the sides of my abdomen, up and down my arms, my scalp in particular, the corners of my mouth, and the edges of my nose were all itching profusely. I got scared that's the physical side effects of this that I experienced from this medicine. And the mental side effects, which I'm going to start on those. The mental side effects of this medicine consisted of deja vu constantly. You know what that feels like. You know what I'm talking about. Or another side effect, mental side effect that you can feel from taking that specific medicine, is a very stoned-like feeling. And yes, I mean stoned as in when you smoke pot as a teenager and know what that feels like. It's all the time. All the time. Now, these side effects have affected me differently and at different times. I was always in a trance state, couldn't sleep, I mean, not having air conditioning in the studio much didn't help. But by the time the next third day that I started feeling the symptoms, I'm sitting here thinking, what do I do? What do I do? I start having psychological outbursts. I don't like saying psychotic outbursts, but just psychological outbursts, to where nothing mattered. You know, I lash out. I'm like, this drug is supposed to help me from doing that, but I'm having all these reactions, the tingling, skin irritations, itching for no apparent reason. But to be honest with you, I thought I was starting to get shingles, because when I was in my pharmacist, they asked me if I'd like a flu shot. Because I'm not around a whole lot of people, I tend to stay away from the flu shots, because I end up with the flu for about a day or two. That's, they say, is better than catching the flu that they're trying to vaccinate you against. So they asked me, or I asked them, I said, what about a shingles shot? And the lady says, my insurance would have no problem covering it. It's just that a doctor would have to write me a prescription for a shingles vaccine because I'm under the age of 50. I'm 40. I have 10 more years to go before I could just walk in and get a shingles shot without a prescription. Well, I said, I didn't take any shots that day, but I did get the latter part of my medicine filled, which I had to buy twice because of the change of the medicine to begin with. But I'm sitting here looking on the internet under ziprasidone, generic Bergiodon, which is used to treat schizophrenia and bipolar disorder in adults. I take it, or I did take it, at least up to a few days ago, I quit taking, as per the emergency room doctor's orders, to stay away from the ziprasidone due to the possibility of an allergic reaction. Now we're going to cut to a short break, and when we come back here with you on American Psychosis Radio, we're going to discuss further on what happened to me over the last week with suffering an anaphylactic shock to psychotropic medicine. All this and a whole lot more on American Psychosis Radio with your host, Dory Rowe. And we're back here live with you here on American Psychosis Radio with your host, Jory Rowe. If anybody would like to call me the last 15 minutes, we'll leave the last 15 minutes of the show wide open for the guest call-in line, 657-383-1169. That's 657-383-1169. Call in and tell me what you think on tonight's topic. And if you have any questions about anaphylactic shock due to psychotropic medicines, generally what we're talking about tonight, because I suffered one, and I'm still getting over it. Now let me tell you about going to the hospital. I was scared about this. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do very much of anything, you know, that where I wasn't uncomfortable. Because last week I was just so uncomfortable when this medicine got built up in my system enough to where it started having an adverse reaction to the drug. And I'm telling you, people, hives could have broke out on my skin. And I have had hives before, and I've had the kind where they were big as a grapefruit. Everywhere, all over my body. I had to take oatmeal baths to suppress the need to itch, because the itching, the excessive itching, they say, is what causes the hives. And once hives go inside your body from being outside your body, they say you're in pretty deep trouble when that happens. Let me tell you what I did about it. I got aggravated enough at 2 o'clock in the morning, couldn't sleep, nothing seemed to relieve nothing. And I didn't want to take any medicine that could have had another sort of bad reaction on top of it. So I decide that I'm going to go to the emergency room. So I'm telling you, this drug had me so much in a stupor that I was afraid to drive a car or use a lawnmower. 2 things I'm definitely, generally not afraid of. This stuff made me terrified to drive, to the point I wouldn't even get in a car and ride with anybody, let alone drive. And it makes you often wonder if these type of drugs that they're prescribing are not making people worse than helping them at all. That's a good question to have. Good question to think about. So, if you take psychotropic drugs, I mean, you're not going to know about any allergic reaction or adverse allergic reaction to these drugs if you don't try them in the first place. But anyway, I walked down the hospital from my home. From my house, the hospital is down the street from my house, within walking distance. So I hoofed it there and went in, got in and out practically fasting. I was the only one there. And I sat there probably about 15 minutes tops. Got right in and got right out. The doctor says most of the time people take Benadryl for the itching and the antihistamine in the Benadryl makes you fall asleep too. Well, it didn't much help me sleep, but it took the itching down quite a bit. He did indeed tell me to stop taking the Zafracidum, but he said everything else appeared like I was good to go to take. So I resuming my citalopram, my lithium, my montelukast breathing pill, and my inhaler on those conditions and orders as per the doctor to use. But he told me definitely steer off of the Zafracidum, because the Zafracidum was not only having physical side effects, allergic reactions, I was having drug-induced mild cases of psychosis from taking this drug because I'm allergic to it. So all in all, Zafracidone is a big no-no for me. And I've not been on it any other time. as far as all the psychotropics that I have been on, I now know at least one I'm not able to take. So my new plan of action when I go see the doctor, after I call him tomorrow to find out when I can see him, my plan is to try to get some other antipsychotic prescribed, even maybe this. I have to go back on Abilify, which did seem to work, but my nerves were just keyed up, which would mean one other doctor prescribed me clonazepam to help with the nerves and to help me sleep. I'll talk with him about all that when I call him tomorrow. Now we got 8 minutes left in the show, so for no phone calls, guests calling is 657-383-1169, 657-383-1169. Tell me what you think, or a short story about your drug interactions, drug allergies, or anaphylactic shock. Now, the derivatives of where these drugs come from, to me, is not known. I mean, I'm sure pharmacists, doctors know somewhere whereabouts in the earth these substances come from and what ones generally help everybody as a whole do. But there are the few that can't take certain ones like me, because the doctor that I had seen at the ER, he prescribed me Benadryl, which contains an antihistamine to help you sleep as well and cut back on the itch. It helped quite a bit, but still, I ceased taking the Suprasidone 2 days ago when I went into the ER. I don't know how long it takes to get out of your system, but I've been off of it now for 2 days and I still itch. I don't have as many psychotic episodes from being without the beneficial part of the drug that was helping me some benefit, but I think it was hurting me more than it was ever helping me. But in the science of psychiatry, psychology, and helping patients out, it's probably like any other science. It takes trial and error. Try something to see if it works. That don't work, then try something else to see if it works. Eventually, you'll come up with something that is effective between you and your psychiatrist to come up with something effective for the best course of your treatment plan. And one thing you got to remember when you talk to these people, they don't know you. Okay? They don't know you. So what you have to do is you have to tell as much as you can about your symptoms, what you feel. Even if you go in there all nuts and loopy and stuff, tell them what's going on. Because the more you hold back from the doctor who does not know you, the more you hold back, there's that much more treatment you're withholding yourself from getting, which in turn makes for ineffective treatment. And with the help in mental health medicine, it takes a lot of knowledge. And believe it or not, we know more about the human heart and how our kidneys function than we know about how our brain functions. So psychology and psychiatry and the treatment thereof disorders is a very hard science to get into. And it's a lot of studying. It's a lot of book work in school. But it's all for a good purpose. So I'm sure, pretty sure care providers like psychiatrists, they're not only in it for the money, but they're in it to care for the people that need the help, such as maybe you and definitely I. Now, we're running out of time for the rest of this night. In fact, we're getting very low on time. we're going to conclude it for right now. Nobody called. Oh, that's okay. We're going to upgrade to a paid account eventually. I will keep you filled in on what's going on there, and plus any new changes to the show's schedule and the list of topics that we're going to be going through till the end of 2015 to start next year's American Psychosis and to make it a much better show with guests, additional staff and producers to make American Psychosis Radio worth listening to. But I'm going to cut it off right now, and we'll see you next Saturday. Regularly scheduled programming takes place with another edition of American Psychosis Radio with Jory Rowe, where you leave everyone else alone and listen to me. Catch you later for now. KC Entertainment 2014. Cheerio, put your paws down, please.